We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
The brother Terrence Crawford. Welcome. How you feeling?
Feeling great.
Fight goes down July 29th.
Yes.
I know you done heard this question a million times, but what took so long to make this fight happen, man?
Man, listen.
To the mic.
Listen. The fight here, I'm excited. The fans are excited. So it don't matter how long it took, as long as we got to the finish line.
You think this is going to be your toughest fight?
I don't know. A lot of people ask me that every time I fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know until I get in the ring with them.
Absolutely.
How do you prepare for this fight? Do you prepare the same way, or is there any different preparation for this one than any other fight that you've had?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just keep doing what I've been doing, and everything else will play itself out.
You got to make some adjustments, though. This is Errol Spence we talking about. This ain't no just...
This is the guy that you had... picked over.
I did.
He picked him over.
I remember.
I don't forget.
I got Earl.
Yeah.
I do got Earl.
Yeah.
Not because you're not great. I just think, you know, styles make fights. I think
definitely.
Earl got it.
Definitely.
You feel pressure going into this fight?
Not at all. This is my moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is my time. This is what I've been waiting for. And the world gonna see July 29th.
I always talk about, you know, nowadays, it feels like everybody wants to be undefeated, right? Does that put more pressure on you? Because I think Floyd kind of did it with his 50-0. But back then, you lose a fight, it was fine. All right, well, I'll see you in a rematch. And it was okay. It wasn't cool. But now it seems like when you lose a fight now, everybody's like, oh, it's washed. It's over. And
I never felt any pressure. I put my O on the line numerous of times with whoever they put in front of me. I called out the best fighters and each division that I ever been in. Floyd have made it kind of hard for people to take a loss and keep going because so many people want to be like Floyd and so many people was attracted to Floyd and follow Floyd's career, and they felt as if you wasn't like Floyd, then you wasn't that guy, you know. But people lose, people come back. Mm-hmm. Styles make fights, like he said, mm-hmm. and things happen. So I never thought that a loss can define a fighter in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, because, I mean, Floyd's one of the best to ever do it, but why just look at Floyd? Why people don't look at Ali, you know, Lennox Lewis, all of these great Sugar fighters Ray, yep. who have lost, Sugar Ray Leonard, like Tommy Hearns, they've all lost.
Because time, times has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, social media have took over. So when Tommy Hearns and Ali and all those great fighters that came before us, they didn't have to deal with the politics. They didn't have to deal with social media slandering them and mm-hmm. doing this and doing that to impress people. So right. it's kind of different.
You feel like you don't get the respect that you deserve when it comes to a lot of these fights. Like even with Charlamagne saying he thinks Errol's gonna beat you. Like, do you feel like you're the underdog in a lot of this?
It's just boxing. It's just boxing at the end of the day.
Don't back down now.
I'm not. I got Errol.
You gonna lose. you definitely don't lose.
But do you feel like you don't get the respect that you deserve?
Always, always.
Why is that?
But how great I am. I look at all the great fighters that came before me. None of them got their respect until A, they lost or they retired. Mm. Nobody gave Floyd his respect until he retired. Then they realized how great he was. A lot of people didn't give Ali his respect. A lot of people didn't give Roy Jones his respect until they lost or they retired.
Why the loss part?
I don't know, because I guess when one has lost or taken defeat to another great fighter, they feel as if this fighter is not invincible. Mm. So they can feel as if he's on their level now. Mm. Oh, well, we brought him down mm-hmm. to earth. Now we can laugh at him. Mm. Now we can praise him for all the good things that he done.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Earl said your record was inflated. What does that word inflated mean?
Well, listen, he can say all those type of things, but when you look at who I fought mm-hmm. and who he fought, and you look at what I done to him, you know, it's no comparison.
I think I'm pronouncing his name right. Did he beat you in the amateurs? Your Guinness Udis?
Ugas? Yeah, Udis. Yeah. He beat me in the amateurs.
And then Earl stopped him in the 10th round when they fought. So Ugas said there's no way you can beat Earl if Earl fights you the way he fought him. So does it matter if he beat someone who defeated you?
Never. Listen, you talking about a fight that happened when I was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. I was a little kid. I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. You know, that same little boy is no way, shape, form, fashion, the same little boy, you know what I mean, the grown man that I am today. Mm-hmm. When I fought Ugas, I probably had like 40 fights. Ugas probably had hundreds. Mm. Coming from Cuba and, you know, they fighting all the international tournaments, national tournaments, all that, you know. So he had more experience at the time. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't base him beating me at 18 on a professional fight. Mm-hmm. We don't have no headgear on. We fighting with smaller gloves. We fighting longer rounds, longer minutes in the rounds. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of things that goes into fighting an amateur fight and fighting a professional fight. So a lot of people say, oh, well, you lost to Ugas and this and that. Well, a lot of people lost to a lot of people in the amateurs, and look what happened in the professional mm-hmm. rankings. A lot of people can say, oh, well, Terrence, you lost to this guy, you lost to that guy. Okay, well, all the guys that I lost to in the amateurs, compare their career and professional to my career and professional.
That's real. So what did you learn from those losses that you were able to take in your professional career that has kept you undefeated?
Well, a lot of things. I learned how to cope with certain styles. I learned how to capitalize on the things that I was doing wrong. So you just go back to the drawing board and fix the problem that you had that led you to get the loss. Mm-hmm. You got to learn from it. And I felt like I learned from all my losses, and I got stronger, I got wiser, I got more experience, and that led me to be the person that I am today in the professional ranking.
Did you watch the fight between Spence and Ugas?
Of course.
And what'd you think about it?
It was a good fight. Mm-hmm. Errol did good, Ugas did good, and it was a good fight.
Now that fight was what, 2021?
I thought it was last year.
Was it?
Spence and Ugas. Maybe it was 21.
21. Now he hasn't fought in over a year, so does that give you the advantage or disadvantage? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't even look at that like that. You know, he came off a longer layoff prior to that, been in a car accident, and he came back, and he looked strong, he looked good, so I'm not banking on him not being in the ring for him to come rusty or anything. He's a professional. Mm-hmm. He know how to fight, so come fight night, he'll be ready just like I will.
Mm-hmm. Is it better to be an independent promoter or to be assigned to one of these companies?
Well, in my situation, it's better for me to be independent. Mm-hmm. I get to control my own destiny. I get to control my own faith. And the rest is uphill for me now.
I don't understand why the promoters don't want to make the best fights. Like, this is the fight we all want to see. This is the fight that's going to make the money. So what kept them from just making this fight?
Well, politics. You got two sides that's powerhouses. Mm-hmm. And neither side want to give in to the other side. And business-wise, is better for me to do business in-house than outsource and have to share. So it's kind of like a greed thing.
And how draining is it doing all these interviews and press things when you got a fight coming up and you got to train? How draining is that? Because you got to fly and go here. And I even know Errol was supposed to come up here this morning, but, you know, his flight was delayed. How draining is that physically and mentally for you?
Well, it's part of the game. Long as I get to get up early, I got to get up earlier, work out, come here, do this, do my other interviews, and hit the road, get back to training. Mm-hmm. Training never stops. We just got to alter it a little bit.
Do you have a rematch clause in the contract?
Yeah.
Are you going to exercise it?
Who? You, no. Ain't no need. No need. He try to be slick.
he thought he had one.
But now I feel like this is going to be one of those moments in time where y'all do fight more than once. I don't know if it's going to be a trilogy, but definitely at least twice. I think so.
Could be. Never know. Maybe something dramatic happened in the first fight where he don't want no rematch.
If that happens, let's say you win decisively, right? Let's say it happens. Would you retire?
I don't know. I don't think there's a need for me to retire right now when I want to fight Jermell Charlo.
Yeah. Why would you say retire?
I mean, because this is the fight. Like, you know, this is the fight. This is the fight that if whoever wins, this is probably going to end up being the number one pound for pound in the sport, I would think, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
It will be.
It
will be.
So, I mean, like, you want Charlo, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you seen the fight over the weekend with Mayweather and Gotti? What was your thoughts on that fight?
I didn't actually see the whole fight, but I seen highlights of the fight and the incident. It was crazy.
You look at Mayweather and be like, damn, at his age, he still got it?
Oh, definitely.
He's still moving and sliding. And even when he was being attacked in that ring, he still kept his composure and still socked on me.
Man, that right hand made Gotti change the subject. He was looking for somebody to step in the middle. But it's cool, though, man. It's all for entertainment. And I don't know what led that incident to happen. But, you know, it happened, and, you know, it's over with now.
Do you seek advice from guys like Mayweather? Because, you know, he was an independent promoter, and, you know, you talk to him just about that and boxing and other things?
No, when me and Mayweather talk, it's more like, you know, how you doing, how the family, how everything going, how you feeling, good, stay focused, stuff like that, you know. I look up to Mayweather. He's been one of my favorite fighters since I can remember, him and Roy Jones Jr. And I admire his work ethic and everything that he's done in the sport.
What boxer gives you the best advice?
What boxer give me the best advice?
Just in general, boxing, life, whatever.
Man, a lot of boxers. know, I can say my coach, I can say my brothers, I can say my friends. I take a lot from, you know, a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, because you can learn something from everybody, mm-hmm. not just people that you think is on a higher platform or on a bigger stage than you. So, yeah, if I can seek advice from anybody, I'll take it.
I always wonder when fighters get in the ring, do they take past fights with them, or do you just, whatever happened in the old fights, you just leave them there? Like, is every fight a new thing?
For me, yeah. Every fight is a new thing, and that's how I try to go in training camp with mm-hmm. a clear head. My coaches, they train me to the best of my ability and make sure that if we had any mishaps or mess ups in a previous fight, that we capitalize on that and we fix the problem. And that's pretty much how we go into camp.
I always wanted to know when a boxer picks a fight, right? You know, any good boxers, they're going to analyze your tape, analyze every fight that you do and watch you, you know, because we all have, you know, we're a habit, right? You have a habit of doing certain things. How much do you change to make sure that they don't study that habit?
Well, my thing is, I'm so versatile and elusive that I can capitalize on anything my opponent's ever done in the ring. And I think that's why I rate myself so higher than other fighters, mm-hmm. because you can fix one problem, but the more the fight goes, I'm experienced enough to recognize another problem. So I think that's why I rate myself high as I do.
Who is your toughest opponent, the opponent that you've had so far?
That dude from Lithuania. I can't pronounce his name.
Kavalaskis.
Whatever. The one they say might have knocked you down. I don't know if he was a flip.
Igas.
Yeah.
I would say the hardest fight in my career, it would have to be between Igas and Gamboa.
Wow. Mm.
Gamboa's feet was just so fast. Mm. And he was so small to where he was darting in and darting out, and he was hitting me and making me miss just by an inch. So it was kind of like I had to make certain adjustments, and he was making adjustments, and I was making adjustments, and it was just like, it was a chess match, but it was a fast chess match, and he was getting the better of me because he was more experienced, but at the same time, he was more explosive. So I just had to, you know, figure out the puzzle a little longer.
What stops you from being frustrated in that ring? Because most people, you know, watching that fight would have probably been frustrated and probably would have, you know, left the hand down, left the chin available. So what makes you not get frustrated and calm down and relax you? Because you see it all the time when you look at boxers in the ring, they're not listening to the coach. You could tell that their mind is on something else.
Yeah, your demeanor never changes.
It never changes at all.
Just like right now in this interview. It don't change. It don't change.
No, it's just, you know, I think, like I said, the experience. I seen it all. I've been in the ring with it all. And I know what to do, and I know what I have to do. So when I get in those tough moments and those tough times and those tough rounds, I know, keep doing what you're doing, it all playing out. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to stay true to yourself and fight your fight. If one thing ain't working, you got to resort to something else. Try something else. You can't just stick to the same thing. If it ain't working, then try something else.
Right.
You know, you got 12 rounds to do it, and if you don't, then you'll be banging your head on the table like, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I try this? You're already getting hit. Might as well try to do something different.
But if you have a whole game plan that you worked on through training camp, do you just abandon that?
You can't just have one game plan.
Right.
You got to have multiple. Mm-hmm. You know, what happened if that one game plan don't work? Mm-hmm. Then what you going to do? Mm-hmm. You're going to be stuck in that one mode, trying to do the same thing that ain't been working for the last 10 rounds. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be desperate, banking on a knockout, swinging for the fences, and that's how people get hurt.
When you say you fix your problems, what problems did you fix after the Gamboa fight?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't? Okay.
I ain't giving you too much.
What about dude from Lithuania? Do you feel like that was a knockdown?
No, I don't. I feel as if he pushed me. As you can see, you know, as soon as the ref said fight, I stepped right to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he very strong, explosive, good fighter, technical. You know, that's a fight that you could say I wasn't listening to my coaches, mm-hmm. and my corner, and I was more emotional in that fight because I felt as if I had something to prove. I went in there looking for the knockout, so I didn't want to box. I didn't want to use my skills. I just wanted to, you know, fight. And that's what happens when you go in there and fight the wrong fight. But
what's going to stop you from doing that this time?
You can't do that again.
Because I know you want to prove yourself. I know you want to knock Errol out.
You can't. He's big. He's naturally bigger than you. He's strong.
He's the big guy. He's the big bad wolf. I didn't hurt at all. He's strong. He's this. He's that. He's this. He's that. So can he get hurt?
Yeah, he's a man. He's a human.
Okay. So what's going to stop him from banging with me?
I'm not a coach or in your corner, but I wouldn't suggest you bang with him.
Why?
I think it's
trying to say he's not as powerful. What are you trying to say?
Right. What you trying to say?
What are you trying to say, Charlie? You trying to say he's not as powerful?
I don't think he's as strong as Earl.
What?
How you know?
Say it clearly.
Let's be clear. Terrence Crawford is amazing.
We know
at
that.
What he does.
What you saying?
Well, what I'm saying is, why do you view that, and how do you know?
I don't
what
know.
What makes you think that?
Probably the size. I think the size. I don't know if you can hurt him, is what I'm saying. Okay. I've seen you hurt people before. I don't know if you can hurt somebody his size.
Did he get hurt his last fight?
Yes.
Do you think I hit harder than his last opponent?
Yes.
Okay, case closed.
Yeah. But you got to get to him, though.
So you saying this man can't get to him?
I'm saying. I'm just saying you got to get to him. You got to get in there to do it.
Okay. Well, the getting in there is the get between the ropes, right? Mm-hmm. And we in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great fight.
So when you speak to people like that, right, what stops you from saying you're not getting emotion, be like, you know what, trying something? Because obviously there's a lot of people like Charlamagne that feels
that's
like—
let's not act like he's an underdog in this fight.
He is kind of an underdog.
Not
the way
really.
You're talking.
No. I think people think it could go either way. This my man Red is a great boxing guy. He says you win— no problem. My barber says you win, no problem. These are the debates I've been having since the fight's been announced. Mm-hmm.
But Charlamagne don't feel that way.
What is it with so what?
Listen, that's his opinion.
Yeah.
You know, when people have an opinion, it's like an asshole. Everybody got one.
That is true.
That is absolutely true. That is true. Have you thought about how you would deal with a loss in case it does happen?
No. I don't think about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mind is just clear right now. Things happen, they happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we preparing for the victory. That's it. Ain't no, you gonna lose? Nah, we don't think.
What's wrong with you? How you gonna ask, have you prepared for a loss if you lose? What kind
of? That's the same question that you kind of ask with having the zero record. Like, you know, some people lose, some people don't. So if you do lose, have you thought about how you prepare for that?
Nah, we don't prepare for that.
Now, for a young boxer out there or somebody that doesn't know, what is your daily routine in training? What does that deal with? Because most people just see the finished product, right? They see y'all boxing and don't know how much training it actually takes. So what is a day-by-day with Terrence Crawford look like?
Work. work.
What time you get up usually?
It depends. Sometimes we get up at 5. Sometimes we get up at 6,
you
7.
Run, you ride bikes, you go straight to the gym, you box.
Man, we do it all. We do it all. It depends on the day, depends on how my body feeling, depends on the weather, depends on a lot of things that I can't control.
Mm-hmm.
So long as we getting the work done, that's all that matters.
Now, another question most people ask is when it comes to having sex before the fight.
Oh, my God.
How long do you abstain from having sex?
Everybody keep asking.
Because people always want to know that.
Man,
And it ain't no women asking you that. You ever think that's crazy, right?
Right.
Exactly.
But don't turn this on me.
Damn.
Hey, listen, man. I don't know about other people, but it relaxes me. And that's something that I've been doing my whole career.
So you ain't abstaining. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I think it's me personally, I know it's a myth. You know, but I wouldn't tell anybody else to go out there and try to be like Terrence Crawford, because they heard Terrence Crawford say, oh man, you can have sex and it don't do nothing to you. I'm just saying, for me, it never affected me.
Regardless of how this fight goes, would you ever give somebody like Boots a shot in the ring, a young boy like Jaron?
Listen, I'm open for all of them. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I never turned down a fight in my whole career. Never ducked, dodged, walked away, and ran from nobody. Mm-hmm. Every person that the media have put and said, Terrence, you need to fight him, or Terrence, he's chasing you, I fought him. If you can go back to when I fought Derry Jean, when he was talking crazy mm-hmm. to me, and Hank Lundy, when everybody was saying, oh, you need to fight Hank, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, I didn't fight them all.
What would be the benefit of an OG like you giving somebody like a Boots a shot?
Just to satisfy the fan. Mm-hmm. That's it. Because he's an up-and-comer. He doesn't have anything to offer. Nothing at all. But it would just be some for you guys. Mm-hmm. Just an exciting fight.
Would you ever fight Ugas again in the pros just to do it?
For what? What would I be getting out of that? Right now, at this stage of my career, I'm looking for things that benefit me. Mm-hmm. When I fought Ugas, he was undefeated. He was top contender, Olympian. He had all the accolades. After I beat him, everybody was slandering him. Oh, he green machine, he this, he that. He fight a guy that nobody knows. Just because you didn't know him, that don't mean that he wasn't a good fighter. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't know him, that doesn't mean that, you know, he deserved to be where he was, because he was my mandatory. Mm-hmm. Just like when I just fought Avenesian. He was ranked number 6 in the division, but everybody was mad that I took that fight because things wasn't right with the Errol Spence and my negotiations. Mm-hmm. So people was mad. Can't get mad. Things didn't happen for a reason. But now we here. Everybody got the fight that they wanted. And July 29th, we gonna go out there and put on a show.
Word. And Earl last fight, I think it was against Ugas. He did get hurt a little bit, but he still stopped him in the 10th round. So you could still hurt him. You still get stopped. I'm just saying. I can't wait to see it though.
You gonna be there?
No, I'm not gonna be there.
Come on, man. You did all that talking years ago and you ain't gonna be there.
Nope, I'm gonna be watching it from home. I know how y'all guys from Omaha get down.
How we get down?
All right.
I want to watch the fight in peace. You know.
But we appreciate you for joining us. When's the last time you hit a civilian?
Man, shut up,
you
man.
You want to hit one right now?
Nah, we don't do that.
Why you doing that, man?
Just making sure.
Got all respect for Terrence Crawford. We just talking boxing. It's just like picking a sporting event. It is. We're picking the winner. That's
you
all.
Said you know, not sure if he could bang, how hard he could hit. I just wanted to prove it to you.
I said against Earl. It's probably 10 other people you can name I'll pick Bud over, but Spence is a different type of animal. That's all I'm saying. Do you rise to the level of your competition?
Do I?
Yeah.
Have you watched my career?
Absolutely.
That's your answer.
Okay.
One time, just a little jab. Just
man,
a little...
Shut up, man.
All right. It's Terrence Crawford, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to tune in and get your pay-per-view July 29th, and we appreciate you for joining us.
One last question. Do you think about stuff like pay-per-view numbers? Or you can't...
I can't. That's out of my control.
That. Yeah.
You know, you got the people that have the websites to steal the fights, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and stuff that you can't control. You just go go in there and focus on things that you can control.
Because I feel like that's become a thing now. Like, that's become a stat that people brag about now, fighters. Yeah. I'm like, who cares?
Well,
I mean, for your money, your pockets, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, you know, the bigger the numbers, the bigger, you know, you become.
All right.
That's why Floyd was Money Mayweather, because of the numbers that he was producing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody wanted to fight him. That's why every time he stepped foot in the ring, he demanded what he demanded, because he knew what he was going to draw.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, there you have it. It's Terrence Crawford. Good luck on your fight, July 29th. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.